Coming up next, Andrew Geller speaks with Paul Thompson, creator of the 9/11 Timeline Project and author of The Terror Timeline, and Ray Novoshelsky, director of the newly released film 9/11 Quest for Truth, which is based on Paul's timeline. The film has its world premiere in New York Thursday night. So, I guess that's tonight. Anyway, stay tuned for that. It's coming up next. We'll be taking in calls, too, so stay tuned.
New York City, thousands now are dead. It was Arab terrorists, this is what you said. Well, if that is the truth, then what have you got to hide? What were you doing on the day all those people died? Where the f*** were the fighter jets ordered by the FAA? What is your explanation for what you were heard to say when you told the Air Force to stand down, not to intercept? Did you plan to let it happen, or are you just inept? There's some distressing information, sir, which I think should be explained. Just which things have been lost, and just what has been gained. Like the thousands of put options bought days before the crash. If the money were collected, it'd make quite a pretty stash. And the only stocks they bought were American and United. Deutsche Bank knows the answer, but the names have not been cited. And is it just coincidence that this firm in the private sector was once run by Fuzzy Krongard, now CIA director? I am left to wonder, as the flames are rising higher, was this our latest mistake, or another Reichstag?
And welcome to the Thursday morning radio zine here on KBOO. My name is Andrew Geller, and in the next half hour, I will be speaking with Paul Thompson. He is the creator of the 9/11 Timeline Project and author of its book form, The Terror Timeline, released about a year ago. And also on the phone, we have Ray Novoshelsky, who is the director of a film whose world premiere is this evening in Manhattan. The film is called 9/11 Press for Truth. And welcome back to you, Paul, and welcome to you, Ray.
Yeah, thanks.
So I wanted to start out by actually talking to Paul for a minute or two about the actual timeline, which is the kind of basis of the film. We'll then talk about the film. We'll take some calls later on. And again, welcome back to KBOO's Airwaves, Paul. Always a pleasure to have you on.
Yeah, thanks.
So for people who have never, ever heard of the 9/11 Timeline Project, could you give us just a brief description of what it is?
Yeah, sure. Well, in order to keep up with the news these days, it's really hard. I mean, I've looked at literally thousands of news articles and, you know, government documents and all kinds of different things. I think in making the timeline, I put together information from over 7,000 news articles. So who has the time to go through all that? I wanted to take all that information and boil it down to a manageable amount so people could digest all this information. And it's all about terrorism, really starting from 1979 with the war in Afghanistan, continuing all the way up to the present day, focusing on Al-Qaeda and especially on 9/11, but also kind of giving you the bigger picture. So if you want to know, I mean, everything nowadays is terrorism this, terrorism that. You really want to understand this topic. You don't have time to look at those 7,000 articles yourself. You know, here's something that would condense it down to basically about the size of a large book.
Yeah, and one of its features is, because it's online, it's extensively hyperlinked to the source material. And as you say, it is a condensed version of these 7,000 articles. And so you'd have articles written over the course of several years around the same topic, and relevant pieces of those different articles are then put into a narrative that makes sense from information from many different articles.
Yeah, you know, like let's say that it turns out that there were several articles about, say, Italy in, you know, the spring of 2001. They give some sort of warning about the upcoming 9/11 attacks. The Italian government tells the U.S. government. So I would gather all the articles that talk about that, and I try to condense all that down to just one paragraph that gives you the key facts, and then at the end there would be links to those original articles. So if you want to know more, you can click on them. And our goal has always been to use what one might call mainstream sources, you know, like the New York Times or CNN or, you know, maybe the London Times in England, things like that, things that people, you know, definitely say, okay, this is, you know, this is not just Joe Blow's blog or something like that. And then we try to be objective. We, you know, everybody, of course, has their own biases, but really it's a group project, and we, you know, we police ourselves, and other people will email and say, oh, I think you're misleading people here, or you forgot that fact or whatever. So it's a group project, really, to present this information, important information, in as an objective way as we can.
And the URL of the website expresses that perfectly. It's www.cooperativeresearch.org. Now, just one more question before we kind of move toward talking a little bit about the film. Many well-known 9/11 researchers cite the timeline as a reference for a claim made, especially when it refutes the official conspiracy put out by the U.S. government. And in talking about this issue on the air, some people maybe rely more on their belief about something as opposed to something that in fact is known to be true and can be supported. I'm curious about what you just referenced when people call and say, oh, you forgot this, or this is really what this means and you guys are wrong. How do you draw that distinction between simply providing information other sources have already put out there versus throwing your own conclusions towards...
Yeah, well, that's a tough one. You know, and of course we should keep in mind there's no such thing as a 100% verified fact. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times we are just trying to use our BS detectors to figure out, is this story for real or is it not? You know, and sometimes it turns out a year later we find out the opposite was true. So we're constantly revising and trying to do our best to get to the truth, but it's a never-ending task, really. But, you know, basically, I don't consider it my role to be a theorist. There's a lot of people out there on the 9/11 topic who put out books and lectures and so forth with their theories, and that's fine and that's great. And I love, that's kind of the purpose of the timeline, is that people like that can come to it and see the facts and then come away with their own ideas. And that's what I want, you know, the average reader to do, is get interested, dig into it. It's a big thing. You know, lots of information, and then make up their own conclusions. And, you know, I don't really have that much problem with people saying, you know, how come you're not saying this, or how come you're not saying that, you should do this, do that, because I think a lot of people who look at it realize that that's part of its strength, is that, you know, we're trying to be neutral. And it's, you know, that there's like literally thousands of websites out there that have very opinionated points of view. And so, you know, if you want, you can go to those, or, you know, you can go to this one if you want somebody who's trying to strip away the theory and just, you know, put the facts out there.
Ray Novoselsky is the director of the new film, which premieres tonight. It's called 9/11 Press for Truth. It shows tonight in Manhattan at an invitation-only event, and also in Oakland. There's many screenings in the next few weeks, and I'll get into some more detail about those in a moment. But, Ray, I'm curious, where did the idea for this film come from? Why did you produce this?
Well, we were basically
John Duffy and I were a couple of filmmakers in our last semester of film school at Columbia College in Chicago spring of 2003. And a friend just kind of randomly pointed us towards Paul Thompson's complete 9/11 timeline and said, you know, once you look at this, I think you'll see there's a little more to 9/11 than you think. And so, you know, just as a lark, we checked it out and we couldn't stop reading. We were just blown away because of the fact that he stuck to mainstream sources. So, you know, as he says, it wasn't speculation. It was, can this fact really be true? Well, let's click. And, yeah, there's the CBS story. It sure is true. And, I mean, it became clear to us as filmmakers, we'd never intended to do a documentary. Really, that wasn't our interest. We wanted to do narrative film. But, I mean, it just seemed like, well, all right, if you got Dan Rather, the Dan Rather clip of him saying this, and you put it next to this headline, and then we had an interview with this person, you know, it would really come to life, and it would be extremely clear, you know, what was happening with these different subjects. And so that's kind of how we got started. And then we were lucky enough to meet Paul in 2004, and after a little talking, he seemed to think we kind of fit his style of just the facts, you know, and our approach worked with his, and so he agreed to allow us to adapt his book for the movie, and I think we clearly were nerds because we were just so in awe of this guy. It was like meeting Michael Jordan or something, you know, so...
Okay.
And I got to say, I'm really grateful for their efforts because, you know, if you go and you look at the website, one problem with it is there's just so much information out there, and I have a really hard time sorting it down to say, you know, here's, if you've only got, you know, 20 pages worth of attention, you know, if you were to print the whole timeline out, it'd probably be 700 pages, you know. So I try to boil it down, but I have trouble boiling it all the way down to really, really bite-sized. So it's great to have it come out in an hour-and-a-half format, in a video format that can expose that to a lot of people who don't even have the time, you know, to read my book, Terror Timeline, or go through the timeline in great detail.
Well, lest you scare people off from actually checking the timeline out online, I want to let people know that it is broken down into manageable pieces. It's not like you need to tackle the entire timeline at once. You could look at, say, any of the individual flights in question. You could find out what Donald Rumsfeld was doing that day. You could look at the warnings in advance. You could look at discrepancies in terms of, say, the 7 or 8 war games that were going on that morning. And you can take each one of those, spend a week or two figuring out all the material on there, and then you can go and look at something else. So I just want people to know that...
it's our hope that the movie will just whet people's appetites and that they will go and you know, get this information direct from either the complete 9/11 timeline or the book The Terror Timeline.
Well, now, there's a few-minute trailer online at 911pressfortruth.com?
Com.
Okay. And that's 911, the numerals, 911, press for truth, all one word, .com. Okay, so you say it's a 90-minute film. I know that the, I don't have their names right in front of me here, but the four New Jersey widows who have been so vocal and so on it against the Bush administration's efforts to kind of sweep what happened about 9/11 under the rug, are featured somewhat prominently, and I know we're doing media around this. Can you tell people how you drew them in and what their role has been?
Right. It's actually three of the four Jersey girls and then several other of the family members involved in what was called the Family Steering Committee, which a lot of people aren't aware of, but you know, the 9/11 Commission did not just come about on its own, like would normally happen, like happened within days of Pearl Harbor or the JFK assassination. And so these, you know, it became sort of the zeitgeist among the thousands of 9/11 families that a commission was going to be needed, an independent investigation. But out of those thousands, these 12 stepped up, and you know, among them, the most famous became, you know, the Jersey girls who were recently attacked by Ann Coulter. But essentially, we see there were like two major turning points in the making of the movie. The first one was Paul agreeing to allow us to adapt his book, and the second was
that a man named Kyle Hentz came on and as executive producer and eventually became co-producer and co-writer. But he had co-founded something called 9/11 Citizens Watch, which was meant to be a watchdog group on behalf of the public during the course of the 9/11 commission to keep them honest and look at what they were doing. And so they had worked closely with the Family Steering Committee. And so when he came on, you know, he had an existing relationship, and I talked with them once on the phone beforehand. They kind of felt me out, like, well, where's this guy coming from? And once, you know, they felt comfortable, they sat down and interviewed. And this movie is the first time, really, that the families speak out and say that they, in the end, they were dissatisfied with the findings of the commission, and that it only answered roughly 30% of the questions that they submitted to them.
You are listening to the Thursday Morning Radio Zine on KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland and KBOO.FM online. My name is Andrew Geller, and my guests in this half hour are Paul Thompson. He's the creator of the 9/11 Timeline Project and author of The Terror Timeline. And Ray Novoselsky, he is director of the new film 9/11 Press for Truth. Its world premiere is this evening. And there is a screening here in Portland, Oregon. One screening only at this point. But some smart theater operator is going to pick this one up. The only screening known about currently in Portland is this Sunday, September 10th, 1:30 p.m. This is a free screening at Cinemagic Theater, Southeast 20th, and Hawthorne. So,
if a lot of people show up, maybe Cinemagic will decide to extend that run.
I also want to mention that, so it premieres tonight, there's a few more screenings tomorrow, and it seems like each day in the next week, more and more cities pick it up. I'll have people note that Peoria is ahead of us. It's going to play in Peoria September 9th. Let's see, Pacific Northwest dates beyond Portland, September 15th in Edmonds, Washington, September 17th in Seattle, September 26th over in Vancouver, Washington, and September 30th down in Aurora, Oregon. The Aurora gig is apparently invitation only, but I bet you could figure out how to get yourself invited. All that information is available on the website, 911pressfortruth.com. Go to the showings link.
Yeah, if I could say something, too. I mean, you know, oftentimes it's hard to get something like this really out to a wider audience, a political documentary. A lot of theaters don't want to show it. So with some of these recent documentaries like Outfoxed and, you know, some of these other ones, people have kind of gone around some of the usual routes, and one way to do that is house parties. And so there's a lot of house parties coming up where people are going to be showing this film. And you can go to the website and you can sign up to host a house party. Which I think is what we really need, is to get this beyond, you know, quote unquote, the usual suspects, the people who are already aware of these issues, and turn on some people who don't know that much about 9/11. This film is a perfect vehicle for that. So I really encourage people to who are listening and who are really, really interested to have a house party.
And if you are listening and would like to participate in the last 10 minutes of this conversation, the number to call would be 503-231-8187 to speak with either Paul Thompson or Ray Novoselsky. Did you want to say something there, Ray?
We do have a few sort of larger distributors taking a look at us, and hopefully, depending on how, you know, packed these screenings are and how much interest we show over particularly this next fifth anniversary of 9/11 commemorative weekend here, where we've got 25 screenings nationwide, and then over the next month where we've got roughly 40 cities nationwide, we could get picked up. So hopefully people will come out. And if you are looking for a screening in your area and you don't see one, like Paul said, you know, beyond even house parties, it's really not that hard to contact a civic center or local library or even your local art theater and say, hey, this movie's doing pretty well in these other cities, you know, can we bring it here?
Mm-hmm. So I sense that we're going to be getting some calls in a moment here. I just want to ask Paul something before we round the hour out with calls. You're in New York. there is a radio program you have undoubtedly heard of called Democracy Now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a show on WBAI Pacifica Station.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been on Democracy Now, Paul?
You know, I never have. I've tried contacting them many times. I tried contacting them last week.
Mm-hmm.
I've been told, oh, well, you know, maybe we'll get you on tomorrow, you know, and they've, like, this close, you know, and then they've never had me on. So, that's all I can say on that one. I've done over, you know, 100 radio interviews all over the country, even been on Fox News, but never been on there.
And you say that you've contacted them. Have they ever actually sought you out?
Nope.
Okay. Because I did a search in their archive for your name. Just out of curiosity, because I figured, you know, your project is well-respected among the community, and it's pretty well-sourced. And the only instance where your name came up, it being you, as opposed to a different Paul Thompson, was once when David Ray Griffin was on, and he was being attacked by Chip Berlay from Political Research Associates, and... you know, David Ray Griffin was saying, well, you know, a lot of my stuff is from the 9/11 Timeline Project by Paul Thompson. And Paul Thompson, and that was it. That's the only time you've ever been referenced there.
Well, we can always hope that they'll have us on one of these days.
Yeah, people who like that program should encourage the producers there to get you on. Jim is on the phone, and what have you got to say, Jim?
Good morning. Good morning, Paul. Paul, you're a hero of mine. I just got big props, and take that where you can get it, because the ostriches, that's the kindest thing I can think to say of these people who deny the truth and just can't handle it. They're ostriches. They're uninformed. They have not read your timeline. I have read your timeline. It opened my eyes years ago. I wanted to reiterate clearly the name of the website. It sounded a little muffled to when you said it. Is it 9/11 and a colon press for truth?
No colon, just one word. 911.
911, press for truth. Right. .com.
And then and his website can be found at cooperativeresearch.org.
It's on cooperativeresearch.org. Good. Tonight it premieres in New York City. And a suggestion here, I take my own suggestion. There are some elected officials who are friends of mine that I can bring to two of these showings that you gave the dates for. And if there are other listeners who know people who are... ostrich to the 9/11 truth, invite them to these showings, and that's the best I can think to do.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your call, Jim.
Yeah. Good morning.
All right. Take care.
Yeah, I think one of my favorite compliments we've gotten so far on the movie was that some blogger wrote that you can play it for your parents and they won't think you're kooky.
Well, you know. There's a screening close enough to where my parents live, and I'm going to have them get to that screening because they have increasingly over the years realized that, in fact, what I talk about regarding 9/11 can actually be supported, and it's actually kind of amazing that my folks have sort of turned around on this one to even entertain the idea that the government is just full of garbage on what happened. You know, they don't want to think about the idea that maybe they in fact were involved so much, but they understand that the official story is not true. And I guess we got another caller. So good morning to you, Gwen.
Sorry.
Oh,
all circuits are.
I guess Gwen's circuits are busy. Oh well, these things, they happen. Okay, well, I guess we have another caller, so why don't we go to you? Good morning.
Good morning.
What have you got to say to Paul or Ray? Please turn your radio down in the background.
Sorry about that. Can you hear me now?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, it's funny. I called in the KBOO on Tuesday morning because there was a show about the subject. I haven't seen the documentary, but I've seen a lot of other stuff on the net, and the host of the show, the early morning show, basically maintained that, well, what's happened after 9/11 is more important than what happened before. In other words, we don't really need to know what happened on 9/11. We don't really need to know whether the government perpetrated it or not. What's really important is fighting the war on terror and fighting all that's come after. And I just like your opinion about that. I thought it was absurd, but I'd like to hear you guys' opinion.
Well, I'd like to take that comment and kind of turn it around in a different sort of way, which is that if you look at Watergate, they say it wasn't the actual crime of Watergate that brought down Nixon, it was the cover-up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all the taped recordings and everything of the cover-up. And in my opinion, you know, there's no doubt that there's been a cover-up about what happened on 9/11 that should lead to criminal prosecution. It's as plain as day. For instance, Condoleezza Rice, you know, testified under oath about the presidential daily briefing, and she said it was historical in nature only. There was no information on there from after 1998. And then a few days later, it was released, and it showed that there was stuff from just a few months before, and from the summer of 2001, very specific people casing buildings in New York City, you know, all this kind of stuff. And you go down the line, just about every major official in the Bush administration, when they've talked under oath about what happened on 9/11, you know, it's clearly false, the things that they said, all these things. We didn't get any warnings. So I would like to ask that person, I think it's important what happened after 9/11. Let's look at all these statements that were made under oath, and, you know, why were these people lying? And let's get to the truth, and let's get punishment meted out, if necessary, for the people that were covering things up. I mean, even the 9/11 Commission recently, it came out, said that they got the sense that, you know, as far as the actions of NORAD, of the military on that day, that the military was lying to them about what had happened on that day, and they considered requesting some kind of criminal charges to be put against the heads of the military about this. In the end, they went to some kind of a mealy internal investigation by the Pentagon, which, not too surprisingly, cleared itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but even the 9/11 Commission could tell that they were being lied to.
Yeah, hey, I tell people that there were really two tragedies for these families. There's the one we all know about, the loss of their loved ones on September 11th, and then there's the last 5 years. I mean, I think all of us were ready to give our left or right arms for these families right after 9/11, and the fact that, you know, these government officials chose CYA, cover-up, whatever you want to call it, to block the one thing they were asking for, which was just answers and accountability.
Caller, we're short on time, so thank you very much for listening and calling in this morning. I actually did call in myself Tuesday morning and heard a lot of that program, and program host did not say it was not important to find out what happened on 9/11. He said that he felt we needed to deal with the current situation at the moment, get troops out of Iraq, and stop the imperial aggression based on the war on terror, and then find out. He was more looking at kind of chronic versus acute. I have since communicated with this host, and he is receptive to doing more 9/11 oriented programming, and it could be even as soon as next Tuesday. We are, in fact, out of time this morning, so I want to let you know that my guests have been Paul Thompson, the creator of the 9/11 Timeline Project and author of The Terror Timeline. You can find that online at www.cooperativeresearch.org. That's all one word, cooperativeresearch.org. And Ray Novoselsky, he is the director of the brand new film premiering tonight in Manhattan, 9/11 Press for Truth, online at www.911pressfortruth.com. That's the numerals 911. There is a screening of this film Sunday, September 10th in Portland, 1 in the afternoon, Cinemagic Theater, Southeast 20th and Hawthorne. That's this Sunday the 10th at 1 o'clock, Southeast 20th and Hawthorne. thank you very much to both of you for being available this morning. Have a whole lot of fun at the premiere tonight. And best of luck in reviews and getting picked up by a big studio.
Thank you. A lot.
All right. Take care, you guys.
Take care.
And for the Thursday Morning Radio Zine, I am Andrew Geller. Stephanie Potter is up next with The Recovery Zone. Mm-hmm.